Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Merengatang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and call it good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Wow.
Hey, welcome in. Happy Tuesday to everybody out there. How we doing today?
Oh, we doing.
Good?
We doing.
Good, all right. Sun shining. We're baseballing everywhere now.
I'm really hoping the sun keeps shining, because yesterday on my way home, one of my windshield wiper motors gave out.
Ooh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, the passenger side one just stopped in the middle of the cycle, so it was perpendicular on the windshield.
Ooh, perpendicular. Who's got the big brain on Brad?
Yeah,
dang,
so sticking
bro.
Straight up. So yeah, that was fun until I could find a place to pull over and safely move that.
I mean, you didn't do it while you were driving, try to lean out the window?
Come on, Ace Ventura.
Just going past Sylvan on Highway 26.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Come on.
At least it wasn't raining super hard then.
Weak sauce. Well, I have this for you. No rain today in
Yay.
The forecast. 70 degrees on Saturday.
Ooh. Yeah, I saw that coming. I was like,
I just noticed today, too, that...
That's spring 2.0.
Yeah.
Actually, 3.0. Because apparently while I was gone, we had a little spring action.
Yeah.
All right, spring 3.0.
Yeah. Well, we've got coming up this weekend, too. I didn't realize we've got like a spring break 1.5 coming, because the kids have Monday and Tuesday off of school.
Dang.
Again?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not sure.
Now I know what my parents felt like. These kids go to school anymore? Dang. All right. Well, hey, good for the kids. Let's go. All right. School.
Monday's
March.
A grading day. It doesn't say anything about the 8th, but...
Is there something... Thinking about that, though, hydroplaning where you lose all control of the vehicle...
Terrifying.
That's a terrifying one.
I'd rather be on snow or ice. Dead serious.
Yeah.
Dead serious.
That you lose control?
Yes. Yes.
Then rain?
Yes.
It's easier to get control back.
Wait, there have been
Well,
times...
because in snow and ice, black ice... Black ice is the only one where I'll differ. But the hydroplane, what scares you is you're just cruising and you don't expect it.
No,
right?
And not only that, there's no stopping it.
Yeah. Well, when you're on ice, there's no stopping either, but you're going slower. You're driving slower. Most people, Danny, are driving slower.
Look,
on your face when that happened, you're like, I don't know about that.
When you live in North Dakota, there's no amount of stuff you can do to the road. It's going to freeze.
Mm.
So from late December through April,
yeah,
it's 100%. There we go.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I brought up the YouTube stream and all of a sudden it started playing on me.
It's because those lunatics in here crank up the volume on everything in the morning. But no, you just drive on the ice. Mm. Like it's just a thing, and you just take it with a grain of salt that you're going to slide every now and then.
Yeah,
and
sure.
You're going to end up in a ditch at one point or time or another.
Reason 598, to live in North Dakota.
Oh, yeah, no, it's, I mean, don't get me wrong, you can stand on a beer can and see two adjacent states. It's so
don't
flat.
Like it,
but
don't like it.
Sometimes you just slide. Yeah. But a lot of times you can counter steer and kind of do a little bit because a lot of people drive with studs or chains and, you know, it's whatever. You hydroplane, you're just crossing and praying. See, yeah, like that's not, I hate that feeling, like the fiery passion of a thousand suns.
I love that dad joke though. When like my wife is like, "Should we get studs for the car?" I'm like, "Every time I'm in the car, you get a stud in the car." It works 0 times out of 10.
Yeah. But you still gotta.
But you know what?
Like fly fishing, you still gotta put it out there.
10 out of 10. I'm gonna throw it out there.
100%.
I'm gonna do it.
No, the hydroplaning will get to the point where the pucker factor turns into suction.
Oh,
I do not like it. There are not many things that will make me white knuckle.
Yeah,
that and driving through the gorge. I was like 19 or 20. I was home on leave, driving through the gorge, and the winds got up to like 80 to 100 and like crosswinds.
Yeah,
that was terrifying.
The unintentional lane change where you're like, I'm over here now.
Yeah, yeah, that. You're like, why am I driving with the wheel like 45 degrees over? Like,
yeah,
that was not fun. I just wanted to get the hell out of that. I have a particular set of skills.
There's plenty of reason why, like when you drive down the gorge and you're on 84, you realize why Lewis and Clark wrote so poorly of our state.
There's 100 mile an hour winds.
And then they got
how many times do you think that wagon blew over? Like, semi trucks are blowing over. Like, of course, wagons are blowing over.
They were like, what? This is uninhabitable. Like, what are we doing here? Then they got to the coast and were like, yeah, we made it. Golly, this is going to be a tough sell. People still wanted it, though,
you know what's
which tells me all I need to know
the crazy
about
thing
Independence,
is,
Missouri.
Do you know Astoria was supposed to be the port capital for the West Coast?
Don't, but I can imagine it. That was supposed to be the Columbia River.
That was supposed to be like the West Coast port capital, but...
Well, I think it was the first, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, it was supposed to be like the San Francisco, L.A., situation, like where it was going to be this major hub, but because of all of the swirls and whirls and rip currents and everything that is the Columbia River
and that wicked bar.
Yeah, and all yes, and all of the shipwrecks, like the there's something like there's a couple thousand shipwrecks.
Yeah, I've
in
seen
there.
The movie Goonies. I
was like,
familiar.
Holy
shipwrecks
crap.
There. Shipwrecks in the region. Yeah.
But it was supposed to be like the West Coast trading hub, and after so many ships basically disappeared, they said screw it.
Yeah, it's like some call it the Bermuda Triangle.
Of the Northwest, yeah.
that's right. Yes. Of the Pacific right there. It is treacherous waters, though. Stay alert. All right. Well, we got a radio show today.
Could have convinced me.
Folks, don't get got today.
Mm.
You almost got got.
I almost got got. I had no idea what day it was.
Yeah, you
got
to have...
Did you guys see that Tiger Woods is coming back for the Masters?
Yeah Tiger tweeted out... And it's good to see the meds are working. Tiger Woods' official Twitter account, I can't believe I'm saying this, but a few weeks after rupturing my left Achilles, the sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber plus explosive lifts, my doctors and trainers have me ready to play in the Masters next week. Can't wait! See y'all on the course! And that's funny.
Yeah.
But I know some Tiger sickos that are just going to be like, wait a minute. Dude, this isn't funny, man. I know grown men that cried when Tiger won the 2019 Masters.
Wow.
Yeah.
They must really love their golf and Tiger.
I mean, I got emotional, but I didn't cry.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a crier too.
Yeah.
I did not cry, but I felt something.
I've had plenty of sports moments where I teared up.
Felt something there. But that you can't do that. But this is the day that people get got. And you almost got with Arizona State saying they're going to have a maroon field.
I mean, that one's believable.
Except for that is the best grass ever. It is the Rose Bowl turf, number one.
Mm.
Sun Devil Stadium.
They do it right.
Oh, my gosh. If they went to turf, there would be... a mutiny. That grass is like a little sponge. It's so great. So great. You can't do that unless they're going to grow maroon grass there in the desert. But you never know. You never know. But I remember, it was probably a decade ago, and it seemed so outlandish, but people bought it at the time. Do you remember when University of Oregon tweeted out that they were going to have an LED turf field that could change colors to match their uniforms? And people were like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. And people bought it because, you know, Oregon, like they were like, hey, cutting edge of technology, yada, yada, yada. And people went with it. We're like a decade removed from that, and we have LED basketball courts where people are like, hey, come on, dumb, that can't happen. And now it's like, well, might.
Yeah, well, there's a development center in Florida that where you can go into and pick whatever NBA floor you want and have it replicate. Now, it's crazy.
That's not just in Florida, though, because I thought it was down in California. Denny Avdia was doodling on the court. The Blazers put out a video of it, of him doodling on the court, and they weren't in Orlando, though.
Oh, they might have one in California.
I don't know.
I know of the one company in Florida. They probably have two locations.
But maybe it was just like an old video that they decided to put up way after the fact. But I remember seeing that, and I was like, well, that is really neat. Because so the idea is you can get used to how the other floor looks, right? And finding your spots and where you're going, because every floor is so dramatically different now that you can just sit there and be like, no, we are going to play in Toronto.
And you can treat it like an iPad. Like if you want to diagram a play, like you can literally write it on an iPad and it translates to the floor. It's pretty cool technology.
We know Denny doodled very PG. We know what's being drawn on those floors by most athletes, right?
I mean, what's that, Dusty?
Peas, man. Veiny triumphant. That was in Superbad, that scene. That scene is one of the ones that just catches you so off guard.
It's great.
So off guard. But look. April Fools will get you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get caught. There's actually a few stories, and I hate this day prepping for the show because you have so many things just thrown left and right, and you don't know what's fact or fiction. I have two stories today that I honestly had to really do digging on to make sure that I wasn't getting got. Wild stories today.
Well, I mean, I'm just glad that you remembered that it's April 1st.
Yeah.
Because I don't, as we've discussed, I don't do days.
Well, you know, I always remember this one because my two grandmothers, my dad's mother was born on leap year. So she's got, that was a weird one. She died before I was born, so I didn't really have to dance around that too often. But my other grandmother, my mother's mother, April Fool's.
My mother's mother.
But
mother was a mutter.
I always go by the adage of Arta don't F around. that's my grandma.
Okay.
Grandma don't F around. So April Fools,
not allowed.
No, we ain't joking today. It's grandma's birthday today. So I always remember what day April Fools is. Thanks, Grandma. So don't get got today. We won't get you today. I promise we won't get, I don't know. This is going to make Worst Day on the Web real tough for you. I feel like you're going to have a lot of disinformation for Worst Day on the Web today. Coming up at 1:30. Well, we do have a guest coming in studio today. We will be joined at 1 o'clock, top of the hour, by Anthony Leveritz. He is new to the Odyssey Sports podcast family. He's local here, lives in Lake Oswego, and he has a really cool podcast series out right now that he just launched last week. It's called Next Pitch, and it's the student athletes playbook for parents in raising tomorrow's athletes. So it's a really cool idea. He's teamed up. He's got some heavy hitters, A-list guests that he is bringing on his podcast. And basically what he's going to do, Levs was is a former Division I basketball coach. He was the women's basketball coach at the University of Utah. And he is basically saying he's got kids that he's raising right now. And he's like, this is a wild, wild west of raising an athlete. And there's no direct pathway and there's no real guidance on how to do this. Mm-hmm. Right. So as a former Division I basketball coach who went through and recruited student athletes, male and female, he was an assistant basketball coach at Southern Oregon when I was there, then went on to the University of Utah. He said, all right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to basically set a blueprint. How do you start? How do you nurture a love for sports? How do you handle specialization, recruiting, all of that? And he's going to have in his podcast series basically lay it all out there. How do you raise an athlete in today's world of youth sports?
Because there's a lot.
It's a pretty cool idea. And some of the guests that he's already had on are incredible. His first guest, Alex Brink, who's a local guy here, Sheldon High School, Washington State, drafted by the Houston Texans, played in the CFL. Awesome dude. And now runs E4 Sports, co-owner of E4 Sports with Ryan DiPaolo here locally, where they do athlete training, 7-on-7, the whole getting guys recruited, all that stuff. He's got sports psychologists. Brandon Cooks was in our building.
Two weeks ago,
they recorded an interview. It's awesome. And so Lev's going to come in here and we're going to talk a little bit about his podcast and the journey he's going on coming up at 1 o'clock. So Lev's will join us at 1:00. And then look, Blazers, they're in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
The road trip continues. The road trip continues. Trae Young is playing really well right now.
It's a weird level of good.
Let's talk about that really quick. I didn't anticipate us starting the show with Trae Young talk, but is there a guy who gets the conversation of star who is disrespected as much as Trae Young gets?
Mm.
Because he's kind of the one that starts all the conversation.
Yeah, no, he's the one that says it the most.
503-864-6326, that's the fan text line. This is Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
The pucker factor turns into suction.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Portland Trailblazers in Atlanta today, 4:30 tip on Rip City TV. Why haven't they branded that harder towards, like, it's Rip City TV? You know, it's still K2.2.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just because people are so new to K2.2? Like, next year, are they going to...
Well, it's also KUNP.
Yeah, KUNP.
KUNP is the official call sign, but yeah.
It's Rip City TV.
It is.
They should lean into that.
I think they will once we, pejorative we here, get a little more programming on there, which I think is something that we're working on.
All right. All right. So, well, coming up is Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks. And Trae Young, we saw this around the All-Star game, right? Where he did the
complaining and whining.
I'm disrespected, all that stuff. And everybody just rolls their eyes like, okay, Trae, whatever. But the level of play of Trae Young recently has been out of this world. In the last 10 games, Trae Young is averaging 25 points, 11 assists, and for his size, 3.5 rebounds and 1.5 steals, okay? On shooting splits of 44, 41, 91.5. Trae Young is playing out of this world right now.
So, starting from the top as far as like the Trae Young stuff in general.
We don't start from the bottom.
No.
Anymore.
We don't pull it out the mud.
Nope.
But with Trae, the biggest issue is his teammates haven't liked him. That's the biggest issue.
Yeah.
I know of a half dozen former teammates that hated him. Not were like, it's okay. Like, actively wanted to get the hell away from him.
Yeah.
It was bad. What has changed is, and it's crazy, that his crazy head coach is mellowing out in Quinn Snyder, and he's even softening, and he got Trae to buy in. I should say this. There was a little bit more buy-in this year of Trae, get off the bleeping ball. Because everybody's like, well, Trae, look, he's such a great playmaker, and he is. But it's on his terms and his terms only. His former teammates, the most common complaint was, yeah, Trae will let you have it when he's done with it.
Yeah.
It's like you his dribbles per possession, time per possession that he's on the ball is well, Luka does it. Luka does it, gets off it, gets back. Like, he lets other people touch the ball.
Let's also remember, what is Luka's dimensions there?
Yeah.
6'7",
6'8", 270 pounds.
Yeah. Trae Young is 6'1", 165 pounds.
Yeah. He's listed at, I think, 6'1 or 6'2, and even then, that's pushing it.
Yeah. Like, so he's probably 6', 160 pounds. Mm-hmm. And to his credit, for a guy of that stature to get to the NBA, you have to have the ball in your hand because you get bullied around if you don't. Well, in the NBA, it's a little bit different because other people have gravity around you as well, and you don't need the ball. And I can imagine that is a really hard thing to go through your entire career. Mm-hmm. To get you to that point, it's always been the ball's got to be in your hands.
Well, it was also catered to you because of everywhere you went, you were the guy.
But it has to be on your terms when you're that size.
100%. But with Jalen Johnson this year before he got hurt, and that's been one of the more disappointing stories in the NBA, was Jalen Johnson getting hurt because he was hooping. He was having the kind of season this year that kind of Danny is having for the Blazers, where you're like, oh, he's good, but he might be really good. And you started to like see a more Jalen-centric team kind of take over for the Hawks. And it was making sense, and they were playing really well. Jalen goes down, it kind of reverts back to Trae. And Trae's biggest problem this year is his effective field goal percentage is 49.4. It puts him in the 27th percentile. It's not good. No. A big part of that is because his three-point shooting is a career low? Not quite a career low, but he's at 34% on threes.
But, well, recently,
he's been hot.
He's been pretty damn good.
I mean, he had a 19.19 assist game the other night. There's no questioning Trae Young's playmaking ability. He's one of the five best creators as a playmaker in the NBA. He can make every pass. His touch is otherworldly. And it's like, when you see him just start darting through, bobbing and weaving and just getting by guys and firing a pass out, you're like, oh, man. But there's a lot of give back on the defensive side, which Quinn Snyder was, you know, wants to murder him over because Quinn Snyder prides himself as being defensive oriented, but there's been a maturation in Trae of which I didn't think was possible because there's what first 5-6 years in the league. It was the same thing.
It's crazy. He's only 26 years old too.
That's what happens. You come in, man, when you're only, you know, in the league in college for a year. I mean, it's like, we're talking about SGA. It's like, he's been in the league for 7 years. He's 26. And you're like, wait, what? You know, it doesn't really register, but this Hawks team is kind of an enigma because of the Jalen Johnson injury, but they've got Trae, they've got Jalen. Reza Shea had 35 the other night. He's starting to do some stuff. Like, you can kind of see what's going on there, but with Trae, I think he's always going to have this chip on his shoulder because guys don't like him.
Yeah.
And that's, look, I don't like saying that, but when I've got that many former teammates that are like, yeah, no, we didn't like playing with the guy.
Yeah.
That's and a problem.
Look, Dyson Daniels probably has helped a lot because of the defensive shortcomings that Trae Young has. Dyson Daniels being able to pick up that slack, that helps a lot.
As a guard defender.
If you're getting cooked on the defensive end and you only can play one way and you don't have that guy next to you, see the Portland Trailblazers when they rolled out a backcourt of Dame and CJ, you had a guard defensive deficiency. And you go, this is not sustainable. Well, Dyson Daniels has helped a ton with taking some of that heat off, so he doesn't have to be as defensive. But and by that, I mean on the floor and off the floor.
Yes, both.
Right? In that he's not taking as much heat for how poor they play on that end of the floor. But when you look at Trae Young, it is amazing that he seems to be the guy that people are always like, he gets disrespected. He's disrespected. Mm-hmm. No, nobody is giving him enough credit. And the noise is so loud around him because other guys that have probably had a reason to say that have also been lauded, propped up in like a guy like Russell Westbrook, I think is a good one because people hated Russell Westbrook.
Look, I love watching Prime Russ. I would never, ever, ever want Russ on this team because he would drive me insane.
But I still don't think Trae Young is as good as Russell Westbrook is.
No.
And that's where it's like this. There's this weird relationship that fans and media have, and apparently his own teammates have with Trae Young.
And the thing with Trae is he has matured. Because I when Atlanta came through this year, I talked to a bunch of their guys and their media and their coaches, and just like, no, man, he's growing.
Yeah.
And it was like, good. Because he's talented as hell.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. He's incredibly talented, multi-time all-star. And I like him. Like, when he embraced the villain role
in New York,
the F. Trae Young thing,
yeah.
Oh, it was great. We need more of that in the NBA. But the problem was he was kind of villainous with his teammates.
Yeah.
So cleaning that up and maturing, and I think that's a lot of things. If you just kind of go back to the Blazers, it's not just skill. It's the emotional and mental maturity stuff. Mm-hmm. That also leads to growth, too.
Yeah.
Because when you get better relationships, you get better understanding, you get better knowledge of situations, that stuff transitions to the court, too.
Yeah, and guys like Trae Young, they always thrive when they have somebody on the roster that will fight for them. Like, literally fight.
Yeah.
Like, have an enforcer too. And have a guy that don't F around with my guy.
Mm-hmm.
The Hawks need that guy because that guy isn't there yet.
Onyeka's kind of that guy, but he's not on the floor enough to justify it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Blazers play today, 4:30 in Atlanta. Brief Trae Young detour that we took here. Jerry Jones has stepped in it again, and this one actually... This one actually might have consequences for Jerry Jones. That after Jeff with SportsCenter.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerry Jones may have stepped in it again. The owner of the Dallas Cowboys, who also cosplays as the general manager and to varying degrees of success. He's at the owner's meeting down in Florida, and he's speaking with the media. This comes from Clarence Hill, who is the Cowboys beat writer. And Clarence Hill Jr. says, Jerry Jones, with blatant disrespect to Micah Parsons' agent, David Mulugeta, the agent is not a concern here. I don't know his name. When talking about the contract negotiations with Micah Parsons.
So here's just a quick snippet of who David Mulugeta represents. Deshaun Watson, Christian Wilkins, Derwin James, Jalen Ramsey, Jesse Bates, Michael Thomas, CJ Stroud, Budda Baker, Kyle Pitts, Jordan Love, T. Higgins, J.C. Horn, Charles Amenihue. I mean, the list goes on,
folks. It's
about
$1 billion in contracts.
Yeah. He's
half a billy, probably.
He's maybe number two.
That is a big list. And here's where the issue is. Like, Jerry says things off the cuff, and it is what it is, right? We know what we're getting with Jerry Jones. Micah Parsons, the player in question here that he is trying to negotiate a contract with, who has said repeatedly, I don't need to be the highest paid player in the NFL. Like, he's like, I don't need that. I just need a fair contract from the Cowboys, and I want to be highly compensated, obviously, but he's saying, I don't need to break the bank if it means that I can stay in Dallas. Micah Parsons quote tweeted Clarence Hill Jr. with facts. David is one of the best, and I will not be doing any deal without David Mulugeta involved. Like anyone with a good sense, I hired experts for a reason. There is no one I trust more when it comes to negotiating contracts than David. There will be no back doors in this contract negotiation. And that is where Jerry has always thrived, but it's always where Jerry gets got.
Yeah.
Because what ultimately happens in all of these negotiations with Jerry Jones?
He breaks.
He breaks and he ends up overpaying for whomever it is, whether it's Ezekiel Elliott or Dak Prescott or Zach Martin or any, you insert name here, DeMarcus Lawrence. Every single guy has gotten exactly what they wanted. And Jerry tries to play this, I'm going to do it like the good old days, where I can just go directly to the player and maybe I get a sweetheart of a deal. That is so far in the rearview mirror of how these contracts and deals are negotiated that you can't come out and say, I don't even know who the agent is. Yeah, you do, because yeah. You have to talk to him because Micah Parsons isn't going to do this one by himself.
Yeah, no, and again, J.C. Horn. Did he get a pretty good deal?
He did.
Oh, Deshaun Watson, despite what we say about everything else, his deal.
Bad person, exquisite contract.
Okay. I mean, you just kind of go down the list. Jordan Love is going to be the third highest paid average annual value player in the NFL next year.
Yeah. Well, T. Higgins.
Like, again, they get what they want. Although the T. Higgins one, have you seen some of the details in that?
Yeah. But it's a 2-year deal, so he can get back to free agency, but he gets a lot of money up front and then nothing in the back end. So if it doesn't work out and they're not committed and the books don't clean up as they think they will, then it actually is kind of smart because it allows T. Higgins to hit another free agency earlier with still getting the 2 years of guarantees as opposed to just playing another year on the franchise tag, right? So it's smart from the agent side of it. And it also opens the door, though, to stay in Cincinnati and for the Bengals to get their stuff together and actually get some cash flow to make it happen. So it
was an interesting deal.
It's one of the NFL mystery money contracts,
yes,
though. Yeah, absolutely. But David Mulugeta is a phenomenal agent.
Bag getter.
Yeah, professional.
Yes.
Like, quite literally, his profession is to get back. So Jerry Jones, it wouldn't be an offseason without him pissing off a star player who is up for a massive contract extension. So,
and the one that's the most important.
Yeah.
That's the thing about this. Like, you paid the quarterback that you shouldn't have paid. Mm. You paid the wide receiver who, people love CD. I'm not as big a CD guy. I wouldn't have gone there for that money. Micah's the one that should have taken care of first because the quarterback wasn't worth it. And if the quarterback's not worth it, the wide receiver's not worth it.
Yeah, I think the fascinating part about NFL contracts and the way that they're doled out is we do put a lot on the team for why aren't you getting this done when so much is on the player and the agent. Because that list of guys that you just read of David Mulugeta's clients are all guys, though, that with the exception of Deshaun Watson, they are all guys that pushed as far as they possibly could. And guys like, there are certain clients and agents that are out there, or players and agents that are out there, that they're like, no, I want to get the money early. I want to get it early, get it done.
Yeah.
But then there's other ones that say, no, we're going to push this thing back. And it depends on who your representation is. And when you read that list of guys, a lot of them...
There's a tactic at play.
They got that bag because they hit free agency and didn't sign the extensions. Or they threatened, no, we're going to walk. And they play hardball. And that's why Micah Parsons hired the agent he did. So I think there is an element of the agent saying, we're not going to sign this deal now. Yeah. And so if you're Jerry Jones and you're like, well, CD wants to get his deal done, you know, we have to get Dak's deal done before the season started last year. Okay, we're forced because he doesn't want to play ball with us too, right? But what that ultimately did was it put the Cowboys in a bind, and now Micah Parsons is like, perfect, I can get the bag somewhere else, or the
Cowboys figure it out.
The couch cushion's going to get turned over, and they're going to find a way.
What's interesting is when we talk about with Jerry in particular, the always getting to the point of just paying the money. If you had just paid the money earlier, we talked about this with the wide receivers, the amount of money that you would save if you just pay earlier, you don't put yourself in this position.
No. That's brutal, dude. This text on the fan text line, who's in worse shape, Dallas or Cleveland?
Dallas.
Dallas. Because I do believe Cleveland
has a way out.
Yeah, it's the injury settlement.
The way that they're talking about this and the fact that ownership is coming out and being like, no, it's on us, that leads me to believe that there's some sort of conclusion over the horizon of what they're going to figure out there.
In saying it was a horrific mistake.
It was a horrific mistake, but you don't admit mistake unless you've got a way out.
Yeah. So I think it is Dallas right now because there is a pathway for Cleveland to get out of it relatively short order with an injury settlement to Deshaun Watson in that albatross of a deal. All right. Don't get got today. We talked about this at the beginning of the show, and we have a very good text here on the fan text line that we'll get to in regards to this. There are two stories out here though today. That one I have verified, the other came out yesterday. So if it is an April Fool's joke,
they got out early.
It would be surprising. It would be very surprising.
Premature joculation.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one. But too good to be true. Next on the fan. All right, it is April 1st, which means it is April Fool's, and there's a lot of information out there where you could get got. Today is the 40th anniversary of quite possibly the greatest April Fool's joke of all time. Mm. You familiar with Sid Finch?
Yes.
Sid Finch, the New York Mets prospect that was clocked as at 168 mile an hour fastball.
There you go.
That story, Jay Horowitz, who was the PR director for the New York Mets for decades, has a good write-up. He has got a blog about the Sid Finch thing and how George Plimpton of Sports Illustrated came to him with this idea, and Mets PR got involved, and then Mel Stottemeyer was the pitching coach for the Mets at the time, and he gave several press conferences talking about this Sid Finch and how he's a unicorn. Sid Finch, if you are unfamiliar, in 1985, SI wrote a cover story about a 6'4" right-hander who threw 168 miles an hour, who was from Tibet and played the French horn and pitched with one hiking boot on and a bare foot on the other one.
Because he was a yogi.
Yeah. So
hey, boo-boo.
Because it was 1985 and there was no social media and you couldn't possibly hear about a 6'4" right-hander that threw 168, people believed it for many days because Mel Stottemeyer just was like, dude, the kid's got it.
Everybody in on the bit.
Just deals. And then it finally got to the point where the Mets PR was like, all right, no, that wasn't true. It was an April Fool's gag. Sorry, guys, are bad here. New York media did not like it. But you can get got on a day like today.
Mm-hmm.
Apropos of nothing, George Plimpton, the writer, father of Martha Plimpton from Goonies and Parenthood and movies like that.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Also author of Paper Lion, where he actually was a member of the Detroit Lions football team. Yeah, dude. Good read.
Whoa.
Anyways, there are two stories today that I thought too good to be true. These have got to be April Fool's jokes. The first one I saw late last night, and I was like, yeah, we're close. This could be. But it turns out, as of right now, they have not called takebacks on it. Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers, are offering free concessions for their football games next year.
Oh.
Like
free?
Like, you want burger? Dog? Nachos? Yep. They have a limited menu of just free items.
Okay.
Popcorn, nachos, hot dog, sodas. Free.
Are the condiments for the dogs like $5?
That's a good, it's a Spirit Airlines deal that they got going on here.
$2.50 for a packet of ketchup.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got to pay $5 for the jalapenos.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But I saw this and I'm like, there's no way. They are going to get taken to the cleaners.
Yes.
On this one.
I mean, broke college kids? Yeah.
Yeah. But you want to fill a stadium? We talk about cheap concessions. I don't know how you do free concessions, but they will have specialty items, alcohol, obviously you have to pay for. I think that's a great idea for a small school to do, but they have to have a massive budget. And I believe that you're going to, you have to scan each trip through an app that you have to have in stadium.
So they're using your data. That's what you're paying for.
They're selling your data. Yeah. For me, broke college kid me, hell, adult me,
yeah,
worth it.
That seems like a real NIL opportunity for Oscar Mayer too.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
What school are they attached to? Where did Mr. Mayer go to school?
I don't know. I'd say Arkansas. Woo, right. Big Suey. Yeah, I don't know. But they're Tyson Chicken and Walmart. The other one,
two good ones,
is have you seen the super early enrollee at Syracuse?
No.
So we all know Cooper Flagg, who's player of the year in college basketball and will likely be the most outstanding player in the college basketball tournament if the Duke Blue Devils win the championship. Mm-hmm. He is supposed to be a senior in high school.
Yes.
Okay. Syracuse has a super early enrollee that is going to play both ways for them this year. It is 16-year-old Demetrius Samuel Jr.
No.
He is supposed to be in his junior year of high school at Heritage High School down in Florida. And I remember the thing that got me on this, I remember hearing about this young man because he was young for his age and he was planning on enrolling early.
6'1", 190.
Okay. He is 16 years old. And he is already enrolled at Syracuse and in undergoing spring ball. He was committed to Florida and then backed out and then committed to Fran Brown with the Orange. Okay. He's going to play both ways. He's already taking snaps at corner and wide receiver. He turns 17 next week.
That's too early. Look, if you're Ekwundike or if you're Derrick Henry, where you're such a super freak that physically you can do it, even then I squint because those guys were absolute freaks.
Yep.
Like you're talking, 6'3", 220-pound running back and a 6'4", 270-pound end in their junior years.
I think if he has between the years, because he's a receiver and he's a free safety, he's not an in-the-box safety, I think physically at 6'1", 190, he can do it. It's can you mentally keep up with the game? I am stunned by this because thinking of this, okay, I was held back a year in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
So I was 19 at the end of my senior year of high school. I turned 19 my senior year of high school.
Yeah, I turned 17.
I turned 18 like 2 weeks before going to college.
And so thinking of he will be 19 years old when he is draft eligible.
That's nuts, man. Physically, we all played with guys that went on to play in the league, and you know, I had a couple guys that were younger than me in class, but actually older than me. And just thinking about them in high school and some of the differences, just in Oregon high school football, I don't know, man. 22, 23-year-old man hitting a 16-year-old, regardless of how he's built.
Yeah.
I do raise an eyebrow to that.
Yeah, but he's not in a high contact. Like, if he was a lineman or a running back, no chance. Don't think it could work. Receiver, free safety, if you play him at corner, yeah, he could do it.
Yeah,
he could do it. This is where it gets weird. Their quarterback next year is mm-hmm. Michael Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He's 24 years old.
Good God, he's 8 years older.
Here is a comment from me from Michael Johnson. He asked me, "You coming out for my birthday? Where are we going?" I was like, "Dude, you're 17. Where are we going? What do you mean,
Chuck E. Cheese?" Yeah, let's go hit Big Al's.
Think about that age gap, dude. I mean,
17-year-old in the locker room, man, that's wild.
I want to go to Sky Zone.
Yeah. One kid was born in 2001. The other one was born in 2009.
Good God.
I guess it'd be 2008. 2008 and then 2001. So, Demetrius Samuel Jr., keep an eye out for him. Apparently, Fran Brown at Syracuse, they recruited him with the idea he's only going to be here for 3 years. We know he's going to be here for 3 years. We know what he wants to do. He wants to eventually get to the NFL. But he wasn't a five-star recruit. He was a four-star recruit this past year. And in all likelihood, he will start for Syracuse this year, get early playing time, and start his path to the NFL early.
That's crazy.
Isn't it? Like, that one I looked at, I was like, this has got to be April Fool's joke. And I was like, no, I remember
he was even
going to
be young for his class.
Yeah.
Even before he reclassed, he was going to be young.
Yes. He is a young buck, and he said, let's fast forward this thing. Should be a junior in high school right now. He is currently practicing with Syracuse in spring ball.
That's nuts, man.
It is nuts.
How did he get his high school credits done that much faster?
I mean, the same way Cooper Flagg did. You take online courses and you would be stunned at how easy you can get some of those classes done. Yeah. Like, if you take an online course, you can get one of those courses done in a week and get full credits all the way through. So, I mean, it takes commitment from him to do it all through. Like, you have to start that plan and think about, like, his entire sophomore summer, he's making up an entire year.
Yeah.
Boy, I really got screwed in high school. We barely had computers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you played Oregon Trail.
Like, we had typing class on typewriters.
Yeah, while you were out, I mentioned.
And we did play Oregon. Well, that was in grade school.
I wouldn't have walked because I didn't have a health class. I had a clep a health class the final, like, 2 weeks of my senior year.
Dang.
It's like, better get it done.
Yep. All right. Hey, we're talking recruiting. Let's bring in a guy who has a new podcast on the Odyssey Sports Podcast Network, Anthony Leveritz. He lives here in Lake Oswego. He's a former University of Utah women's basketball coach, and his podcast is a pathway for parents of young athletes on how to navigate these waters, from youth sports all the way up to the recruiting process in college. Levs joins us in studio next. Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.